two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
For news. This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story. Police in Taylorsville are still investigating after two people were shot dead early this morning. We have two reporters working the story this afternoon, looking at police and community reaction. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe begins our team coverage.
Police are investigating the scene today near 47th South and 3600 West. They got calls from people who heard gunshots this morning around 5 a.m., including one person who had the back window of their car hit by a stray bullet while they were driving in the area. One woman was found dead near the Speedway gas station, and a man's body was found a block away. Sergeant Jake Hill says they are looking into any possible relationship between the man and woman.
We don't believe that there's any outstanding suspect or, you know, any danger to the community, at least at this point. We believe that all the involved parties are here on scene.
Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
I'm Becky Bruce. Traffic is always busy on 4700 South, but neighbors say in the overnight hours and early mornings, it's usually pretty peaceful. That peaceful feeling was shattered by the sound of gunfire.
Kind of scary. First time hearing a gunshot. Yeah, it's horrifying.
Frankie Balos tells me he heard at least one of the gunshots in the early morning hours. Other neighbors say they now feel uneasy and unsettled. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
A Provo flasher has been arrested again, this time by BYU police. 22-year-old Jose Guadalupe Ochoa Gordine was booked into Utah County Jail after he allegedly exposed himself to a woman on the Mazer Trail. Police say their suspect did the same thing a year ago on the same jogging trail. They arrested him two other times in addition when he was sentenced to 20 days in jail. Utah is already testing wastewater for COVID. Now they want to test for monkeypox, but there is a limit to this sort of thing.
Nathan LaCrosse with the Utah Department of Health Wastewater Division told me that there is no way to do widespread tests for any and all diseases and viruses. However, certain tests can be done to monitor things like monkeypox and COVID. He says the CDC is currently working on a panel that does target more than one certain pathogen.
KSL News Radio's Ali Litzinger there. The health department has been monitoring COVID in wastewater for months, giving us a heads up about the ebb and flow of the disease in Utah. The head of the CDC is shaking up the organization after she says the agency failed to help Americans understand the severity of the COVID pandemic.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying her agency took too long to put out information and that the agency's decision-making guidance is often confusing. She also says that staff turnover during the early months of COVID created gaps and challenges for others who were trying to protect people and produce reliable tests and vaccines. The CDC director promising to release information faster.
That's ABC's Andy Field. Vice President Mike Pence is breaking his silence about the FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff Pence is calling for calm in the wake of increasing threats and acts of violence against the FBI. The former vice president says the attorney general and the Justice Department should be held accountable, but urges Republicans to support law enforcement.
Our party stands with the men and women who serve on the thin blue line at the federal and state and local level. And these attacks on the FBI must stop. Calls to defund the FBI are just as wrong as calls to defund the police.
Pence headlining the Politics and Eggs political forum in New Hampshire. Threats against the judge who approved the search warrant for the Mar-a-Lago search are the latest sign of a judiciary branch in the political crosshairs. Legal experts say that's a worrying sign for the rule of law and the future of democracy. U.S. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt has been targeted online by Trump supporters who have also published his address. Now that Liz Cheney has lost the congressional race in Wyoming's primary, she is leaving the door open to running for president. Cheney telling supporters she's not leaving the political stage.
I ask you tonight to join me.
Cheney's spokesperson confirming that Cheney plans to create an anti-Trump group to take him on for his potential 2024 run for president. Her campaign says it'll be an organization to educate the American people about what it calls the threats to our republic. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chalaos, KSL News Radio.
It was a busy day here on KSL. Governor Cox was in this studio at noon. Senator Mitt Romney was in this room on Inside Sources this afternoon to talk about President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act, the new law with a $20 billion price tag.
Anytime the federal government is spending more money, that is not reducing inflation. It is causing more inflation. So it's improperly named. But, you know, in politics, you try and perfume the pig, and that's what they've done.
The new law is focused on climate change and raises taxes on some corporations. KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Rough afternoon. Here's Ricky Meese.
Insult to injury. It's an accident in the middle of these construction delays. Eastbound I-80 is just before the 201 junction. Out of traffic on the right, but the delays go from Lake Point to the 201 junction. A new crash with possible injuries in North Salt Lake. It's in the intersection of Redwood Road at Center Street. And then we also have a vehicle fire. No flames, no smoke. This is on that long collector ramp that runs parallel to northbound I-15. Just after 90th South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. KSL News Time 5:06. For the first time ever, the Utah School for the Deaf and Blind has a deaf football team. It'll be a co-ed team. They began practicing today. And as they recruit more players for the upcoming season, school officials are hoping the squad will help raise school spirit and prove that the deaf can accomplish amazing things. Disturbing news in 2022, more kids are anxious, more kids are depressed. A new report shows 1.5 million more children were diagnosed with mental health issues over the past 6 years. But there might be a silver lining.
The 26% national rise in the number of kids aged 3 to 17 expressing anxiety or depression since 2016 could mean that more children are willing to talk about mental health and more adults are willing to listen.
Parents are scared,
says Stacy Zawolski of Mental Health Advocates of Western New York.
We see some pretty drastic behaviors with younger and younger kids.
Despite the increases, some states, Illinois, Louisiana, and Nevada among them, have seen a decline in the number of kids facing depression or anxiety. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Utah Democratic State Senator Gene Davis has been suspended from all party events following sexual harassment allegations. KSL News Radio's Jessica Lowell has details.
Senator Davis was already suspended from local events, but the Utah Democratic Party says they've expanded the suspension to include all party events at any level. The suspension would be until the state Senate completes its investigation into the allegations. The party also asked that the Senate release findings from that investigation once it's complete.
The Utah Democratic Party canceled their request for a special meeting scheduled for later this month after they decided the objectives of the meeting had already been met. KSL News Time 5:07. Salt Lake County's district attorney's office says they've seen success with their new criminal reform program. This pilot program took in 450 cases with 350 participants moving on. District Attorney Sim Gill says only 8% of those who left the program turned back to criminal activity.
We proportionally fit the kind of treatment and support they need to be successful and be accountable for their behavior. So it's a win for the community, it's a win for the defendant, it's a win for our system.
Sim Gill says the DA's office partnered with Case Management and Criminal Justice Services to create the program. KSL News Time 5:08. This is My Minute of News, brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. Past few months, I've seen all kinds of less than satisfactory suggestions on how to beat inflation. Diversify your portfolio. Dollar cost average in your employer-sponsored retirement plan. In the car, don't be a lead foot. You'll burn less gas. Come on, these ideas do almost nothing to balance the family budget, but I found one common sense suggestion that'll actually make a difference, and I want to share it with you. Be cheap.
I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey.
I'm not talking wait for everything to go on sale cheap. No, I'm talking separate the two-ply toilet paper and turn it into two rolls cheap. YouTube is full of these super frugal ideas, but the first rule is never call yourself cheap.
I'm a financial minimalist. When I travel, I save money on hotels by sleeping at Walmart. People make fun.
Wait.
But I think it's quite spacious.
You can do that? No. But some other extreme steps include making your own cleaning supplies, wash your clothes in the shower, freeze your credit card. No, I don't mean with an app. I mean put it in water and stick it in the freezer so it's in a block of ice. These are actual suggestions from YouTube. Potty train your cat and save on litter. Yes, Whiskers, I am serious. Come on, you just push down on the handle. It's easy. My point is, there's no perfect solution, but it is possible to beat inflation. It's far more likely, though, that inflation's beating you. Just push the chrome thing, Whiskers. Go ahead. Good job.
What's new? What's your cat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
I'm sorry to tell you about the traffic. It's emergency traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
And we still have traffic just really bogged down due to construction with a crash in the mix. This is eastbound I-80 Lake Point to the 201. Again, if you don't have to take this route, don't. Delay your travel time if at all possible. Northbound I-15, unusual delays. And that's why we have emergency traffic tonight. And that's going to be from 53rd South all the way to 6th South downtown. Bogged down southbound I-15, Murray into Sandy, and then westbound on the 201. Heavy and slow between I-15 almost to Bangor. Mark?
Couple of taps of the brakes leaving Utah County on northbound I-15, Port of the Mountain, heading up to Bluffdale Draper. Briefly again, right about 90 and south. It's been decent driving southbound, getting down from Port of the Mountain to Lehigh, but we do have some delays developing in Lehigh on 2300 West, 2100 North, and usual spots west of I-15. Lynn?
In Davis County, in North Salt Lake to be particular, southbound Redwood Road is closed at Center Street with a major accident and intersection there. Use another route on the way out of downtown to go northbound with a slow flow up to an accident against the left wall. It's adjacent to the Beck Street off-ramp, and then a pretty good-looking drive from here on through Layton and Roy to Ogden, still gummed up over on the northbound west belt of I-215 from just after the 201 up to 7th North, and eastbound I-80 from Bangor to I-15 with the overflow. Also picking up some slowing on Legacy Parkway now through Battlefield to the golf course. The new Vineyard Front Runner station will take you from Provo to Ogden and anywhere in between. Be one of the first to ride. Learn more at rideuta.com. Len Thomas, the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL hourly forecast has temperatures in the upper 90s at 5 o'clock with mostly sunny skies. We'll slide into the mid-90s for 6 and 7, low 90s for 8, upper 80s for 9, and mid-80s for 10. Ultimate lows will be in the low 70s under mostly clear skies. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
We've been to 100. It's 99 degrees. Sunsets at 8:22 tonight. KSL News Time 5:12, and we go in-depth now with Maria Chaleos.
Jeff, I don't know about you, but I get a sense of panic when my cell phone battery hits that critically low mark. So just imagine what it was like for an astronaut on a spacewalk outside the International Space Station when his spacesuit's battery started to flame out. The spacewalk that was originally intended to be nearly 7 hours had to be cut short in just a few hours when the Russian cosmonaut was repeatedly warned to stop what he was doing and return to the airlock. NASA officials say the cosmonaut was never in any danger. Still, issues with the battery pack that powers his spacesuit were concerning enough for flight controllers to urgently order him to return to the space station and plug it into the power. Now, the battery issues, they say, were causing voltage fluctuations. That makes me nervous just in itself. Now, the goal of today's spacewalk was to install two cameras on the new European robotics arm on the Russian side. Spacewalks, you know, they're pretty current. They're pretty regular occurrences. They've had more than 250 in the time the International Space Station's been up there. They usually go off without a hitch.
Yeah, this one's a ground control to Major Tom situation,
absolutely.
Right? KSL News Time 5:13. Governor Cox is hoping Utah could be the next home for a Major League Baseball team.
We would love to see it happen. If Major League Baseball decides to expand, there's talk that they might in the next 5 to 10 years, then we certainly hope Salt Lake City is on the map.
He spoke with KSL News Radio's Let Me Speak to the Governor today. Earlier this week, at the site of the old prison in Draper, the governor joked it'd be a great place to build a stadium. However, there are no plans for that. KSL News Time 514, one of the stories we're following on the 5 o'clock report. Does it count as pizza if it doesn't have a crust? Papa John says yes. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live to explain. Amy?
Jeff, Papa John's is hoping their new pizza bowls will help people like me who can't have gluten or who are maybe like on a keto diet. The bowls will have everything except for a crust. So it'll come with all the toppings and the cheese. It'll come in three varieties: garden veggie, chicken Alfredo, and Italian meats. But is it actually pizza if it doesn't have a slice? I don't know.
I'm thinking that if there's no crust, that's tomato soup, isn't it? Thanks.
Something.
KSL News Time 514. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
this summer has broken the record for days with three-digit temperatures that last year was set, and summer's not even finished. Could this be the new norm? I'm KSL News Radio's Chris James.
Second, the Utah Jazz will officially open their season on October 19th against the Denver Nuggets. The team released their schedule for the upcoming season this afternoon. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
In addition to the emergency traffic eastbound I-80 at Lake Point and northbound I-15 in Salt Lake County, we do have unusual delays. Eastbound I-80 continuing from Bangor over to I-15. Legacy also taking a hit this afternoon with slowdowns going northbound, leaving North Salt Lake through Bountiful. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Strong thunderstorms and flooding rains over southern Utah. Temperatures back above 100 in Salt Lake. I'm Kevin Eubank.
Back down to 99 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The CDC says it failed to meet the COVID-19 pandemic, so now it's taking steps to face future challenges.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying her agency took too long to put out information and that the agency's decision-making guidance is often confusing. She also says that staff turnover during the early months of COVID created gaps and challenges for others who were trying to protect people and produce reliable tests and vaccines. The CDC director promising to release information faster.
ABC's Andy Field in Washington. Rudy Giuliani answered hours of questions today from a special grand jury in Atlanta. Former President Trump's former lawyer is a target of a criminal investigation in Georgia into attempts by Mr. Trump and others to overturn his 2020 election defeat.
He is unlikely to divulge much about his conversations with the former president, but they may want to know what led him to the Georgia legislature with these false claims about suitcases full of Democratic ballots or irregular with voting machines. Why did he believe that when he just did not present the evidence? And the investigation could stem in different directions depending on what he says.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. California power officials are asking customers to voluntarily conserve power as temperatures soar. This man just wants to be inside and in the AC.
I was out with the kids in a playground. I said, let's get back in right away, because it was hot.
But officials are worried about disruptions due to all that usage.
One of the easiest things is just to prevent your house from heating up in the first place, right? So first thing in the morning, make sure that you're closing those blinds on the windows that are facing the sun.
Lindsay Van Lanningham with the Sacramento Municipal Utilities District. A federal judge has ruled that abortions are no longer legal after 20 weeks in North Carolina. You're listening to ABC News.
And now the KSL in-depth. Drought conditions in Utah are still extreme across most of the state, but Governor Cox says we've made strides over this past year. The governor spoke with KSL News Radio on Let Me Speak to the Governor at noon today about our efforts to conserve water.
We have seen significant reductions in some of our water districts. I've heard numbers from 25% to 30% less usage per capita than last year. Others, it's 2% to 5%. But we've seen some massive cutbacks from farmers, ranchers, residents, businesses, churches, everybody really, really pitching in and doing their part.
While the governor is optimistic, he warns that we're still in a drought and we have to keep doing what we can.
How we're doing. As a state, we are actually 4%, our reservoirs are 4% higher than they were at this time last year. That's huge. We did not expect that. No expert thought that. They thought we'd be significantly below where we were last year. Now, that still means we're 15% below average. So we are in a drought. There is no question. 100% of the state of Utah is in a drought. The drought is not as severe as it was last year, which is good news.
Let me speak to the governor. It's an hour-long show on KSL. 80% of your questions were about water. When he was asked about more ways to conserve, Governor Cox suggested secondary water metering.
We certainly know that secondary metering is a huge piece of this. And when we put meters on, we are seeing an immediate 25 to 30% reduction. Even though nothing else changes, we just meter it, people are using less. They're just much more conscious of it.
The problem is it's going to take a long time, years, to get everyone metered. Governor Cox has a meeting later this week with the state legislature about more steps to help reduce water usage.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.